Welcome to Redacted Tonight, the only comedy show hosted by a cyborg pumped full of a state-of-the-art joke algorithm. What? Who wrote that completely untrue thing in the teleprompter? Not. Anyway, America finally has a solution to our labor crisis. You know, the one that's been causing restaurants to close due to a lack of employees, causing retail outlets to cut their hours, and causing Sesame Street to have to fill employment gaps with undocumented puppets. I love you, Carlos, but it's just not the same. The immigrants come here and they steal our jobs. That should be my ass with an art student's hand up it. Anyway, with the labor crisis getting bad, perhaps the answer is to pay workers more. Here's a rather complicated chart of the minimum wage since 2009. As you can see, back in 2009, it was $7.25, okay? And now, a whole 13 years later, it's a whopping $7.25. So that's almost enough to buy the lunch you'll need to secretly eat out of a New Balance running shoe so it doesn't look like you're eating on the job at the shoe store where you work. But even though the minimum wage has not changed in all those years, it's not as bad as it looks because you have to take into account inflation. $7.25 today was worth $9.50 in 2009. So it's kind of like the minimum wage used to be $9.50 and has actually gone down to $7.25. Oh, so it's worse. It's worse now. It's not better. I got it backwards, like that time in my high school talent show. I did the moonwalk forwards and ended up in the orchestra pit. Okay, so the wages suck in this country. The benefits suck for most employees. The benefits consist of a coupon for 15% off of sexual harassment. But you only get one coupon, so use it sparingly. And a lot of workers just aren't willing to subject themselves anymore to the garbage life we all call being an American. Well, there's an easy answer, and you might be thinking that answer is to, oh, I don't know, raise the wages, or give workers a four-day work week, or to give them awesome health care, or to allow the playing of video games on employees' phones while they're performing surgical procedures. I mean, isn't finding out your doctor accidentally sewed an extra nipple onto you a small price to pay to see him get to the underground sewage system level of a Street Fighter, which is a really modern video game reference I just came up with? But rather than do any of those things, increase wages, increase time off, etc., states and corporations have decided the answer is, of course, to hire children. How exciting! Now our kids can pull themselves up by their footy pajamas. Just recently, Wisconsin's Senate approved a bill allowing 14-year-olds to work as late as 11 p.m., and supporters say it could help plug the labor shortage. And CNBC says one solution to the labor shortage, teenagers. They continue, teenagers are suddenly in high demand, much like at Dennis Quaid's wedding ceremony. And teenagers are apparently not just the answer to who's gonna blend your green juice smoothie and glare at you for not exhibiting the proper blue jean tightness. Are they supposed to be tight now or loose? Are we back to them falling off our ass or is it back to skin tight? I can't keep up and my balls can't breathe. Make up your minds, teenagers. We're all relying on you. But children are apparently also the answer for who is gonna drive Mack trucks across the country. The U.S. is allowing teens to drive big rigs in a new pilot program. A program coming straight from Congress eases supply chain backlogs by putting teens behind the wheels of big rigs. You know, the same group of Americans who we don't trust with a rental car or a beer or with any kind of musical taste, they are now encouraged to drive massive bombs down our highways. But safety advocates say the program runs counter to data showing that younger drivers get in more crashes than older ones. They say it's unwise to let teenagers be responsible for rigs that can weigh 80,000 pounds and cause catastrophic damage when they hit lighter vehicles. Boy, that was really the nicest way I've ever heard of saying, holy God, this is fucked up! The program runs counter to the data on the rest of us being able to remain alive. Yes, the other day someone was carjacking me, and I said, I'd like to give you my keys and wallet and get into the trunk, but that program runs counter to the data concerning the level at which I would like to keep my car and continue breathing oxygen. But there is a bit of a silver lining to all of this. Maybe we shouldn't feel bad for these children we're forcing to labor, because the U.S. Never really cared much about children. Journalist Alan McLeod pointed out, the U.S. is the only country in the world that is not party to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. This is because it wants to reserve the right to execute minors, which the convention explicitly prohibits. There you go, silver lining. The U.S. hasn't signed on to giving children any rights because we want to reserve the ability to murder them. Point being, obviously, if we weren't lunatics, we would not think that forcing kids to work is the answer. But beyond that, why is no one talking about how people should be working a lot less? Yes, less. Most people work at jobs they don't love, but they do it to pay the bills. This is called wage slavery. And if you support workers, you should want them to have at least a wee bit less slavery, right? Well, one company's actually doing it. An American tech company has decided to give employees a 4-day work week permanently, because multiple studies have shown that workers with a 4-day week are happier, healthier, and less likely to accidentally get their arm caught in the industrial meat pulverizer, at which point it's no longer their arm, but instead the chicken pot pie's arm. The San Francisco-based e-commerce developer Bolt piloted the program last fall, and the results were overwhelmingly positive. Workers don't actually get less work done in a 4-day work week. Instead, they're more focused and productivity remains the same as a 5-day week. For example, if you have a regular job, let's say fixing broken escalators, you know, pulling the doll heads and Comic-Con Nightcrawler tails out of the escalator gears, suppose you fix about 20 escalators in a 5-day week. But when the week gets cut to 4 days, studies have shown you'll increase your efficiency and remove those 20 mangled doll heads in only 4 days, and you'll get paid the same as 5 days. So the amount of work done is the same, but the worker has an extra weekend day, an extra day to live his or her life the way they want, to appreciate the miracle of existence, the beauty of every breath, the magnificence of every sunbeam that warms their face, the sublimity of every smile their young child makes. Or, if that's not their thing, they can eat chili off their stomach and fill their couch with Dorito farts. But either way, at least they will be wage slaves one fewer day a week. The CEO of that 4-day-a-week tech company said, a lot of companies operate with a lot of work theater, which is people caring more about the appearance of working than the actual work. Work theater. Meaningless meetings, useless presentations, superfluous trust fall exercises. Going clickety-clickety-clackety-clickety-clack on a keyboard that's not even connected to a computer. I got caught doing that once. My boss asked me why my keyboard was plugged into a pastrami sandwich, and I had to tell her it was Apple's new iSandwich, which tastes better if you email a Shakespearean sonnet to the sandwich before biting into it. She believed me, but she was never really the same. She left her 6-figure job in marketing and ran away with a tuna melt. Point is, we waste a shit ton of time at our jobs, but we do waste that time for good reason. Most of us fucking hate being there. A lot of jobs are meaningless in the grand scope of things, so most employees try to do as little as possible while getting enough done that nobody goes, hey, that guy's doing as little as possible. What's up with that? For example, this entire segment is actually just a reprint of a segment I did 8 years ago because I didn't feel like writing a new one. But that doesn't mean this segment isn't really good. Like that movie that just came out, Interstellar. McConaughey does it again, am I right? Long story, slightly longer so that I can fill my required work hours. The 5-day work week should be a fucking 4-day work week. We would have more time for love and family and art and existence rather than the bullshit everyone does at work. Wait, where are you going? Where are you? I meant except for the people that work on this show. You should totally fuck. Who's gonna film the part about coming here from Washington D.C. the belly of the beast, the redacted? Someone, come on. But some of you may be thinking, why isn't he talking about Ukraine? I bet he's not allowed to talk about Ukraine. Actually, the episode of Redacted VIP on the situation in Ukraine came out yesterday. Go check it out at portable.tv/series/redacted tonight.